Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of our listeners, Arthur, wants to get a little clarification as to why this late in the game evidence has been coming out about China's link. Why didn't the evidence come out sooner? So it's to the COVID-19 outbreak. So interesting. A lot of different factors have come into play, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe even the timing is suspect as well. I haven't even thought about that. Not that Arthur's suggesting it, but that's also something to think about. Was the timing of this possibly also engineered in terms of evidence? But if I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, what had happened is scientists were studying the virus and found some genetic sequences that don't usually occur naturally. And by supposition, they assumed that in order for that to have happened, there had to have been some tinkering. And so it took a while. Remember, we didn't get a lot of transparency when this all happened. Trump had suspected this was from China. I had suspected it was another lab accident because it was suggested that the Singapore Health Ministry had ruled that the first SARS outbreak in 2002 to 2003 was possibly a leak as well. So I thought, all right, they had another lab accident. I wasn't ready to go so far as to them using their CRISPR technology, because there were a lot of rumors that they were trying to build super humans, kind of like Captain America. And well, I'll recap on that in a little bit. I really wasn't about to say, well, they wanted to, you know, release this on purpose and kill their own citizens, but I was completely of the mindset that all countries that can have bioweapons, have viruses that they could study and mount a defense for, because Ebola scared the heck out of everybody. And while China was doing what a lot of other countries do and maybe taking it a few steps further, somebody screwed up and they started, you know, having infected people the summer before they started to battle it. They tried to battle it, grapple with it, hope it went away, and sadly it didn't, to the point that word got out by December. So what ended up happening is when Trump was like, this was from China, this was this, you know, when President Trump went all out, because Trump said it, nobody believed it, when he had criticized the World Health Organization. Again, people just, you know, decided, well, wait a second. If we had all entertained any of these theories, we could look like we're pro-Trump. So that was part of it. If it came from Trump, nobody wanted to touch it in the media. And it kind of died. Fauci appears to have gotten an email early on. Not sure if it was even his role to act on it. But it meant that it was a circulating theory. And, but scientists on their own were able to do their own investigative work, or maybe it was by accident, where they're like, something's different with this. And the reason why scientists figured it out is because they were trying to help create a vaccine. We needed all scientists on deck to try to figure out how to produce a vaccine against this virus. And that's when I believe they started to realize that there were some chains within the DNA that just didn't make that kind of sense. Now, researchers published these results in a paper. I believe it was the scientific journal Natural Medicine. There was a study looking at how it could have been natural based. I don't exactly remember which date that article had surfaced, and Daily Mail reported on it about a month or two ago, and these geneticists or these researchers were the ones that kind of found that. But to answer your question as to why it took so long, when you have a country that isn't transparent, when you have a American country that won't take anything their president says seriously and squashes any sort of conspiracy theories, when you have a figurehead who is doing what he's supposed to do, calm everybody down, and not wanting to bring up conspiracy theories before he has proof, you have this mixture of this hesitation, this just absolute hesitation. You have the World Health Organization saying nothing to see here, debunking the theory, saying basically no need to pursue that theory further. What the heck is going on? And it just seemed to be cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. And I don't know why it took this long. You know, could there be a suspicious reason as to why this is coming out now? I think it's just because enough people have said it that they can't keep it down. Keep it back. I mean, maybe the original intention was to not let anybody think this came from a lab. But I'm sorry, three strikes, they're out. This is the third time China has been accused of leaking SARS. What do we do? Is the UN doing anything? Is the World Health Organization doing anything? So my big concern with any of this is all we're doing is focusing on one strain of coronavirus, the wild type. How do we know this wasn't going on with multiple? How do we know some of the variants could have also been engineered and not natural mutations? So I agree, we need some answers immediately. We needed the answers 2 years ago, to be honest. But I agree with you. This is odd. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. So on Friday, the CDC is going to look at the cases of heart inflammation that have been linked to the mRNA vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna. It's a handful of cases, but still enough for them to call an emergency meeting. Now, I believe they had received over 475 cases of people under the age of 30 since April. As of May 31st, we don't have any data since then yet released, so that's why I keep bringing up the stuff from 2 weeks ago. 270 were hospitalized and released, 15 were still hospitalized, and 3 patients were in the ICU. Not all of these cases have been linked to the vaccines, but the CDC is looking into these 475 cases. Now, again, that was since April, and up to May 31st. We don't know how many others have been reported because we didn't start vaccinating younger people until April, May. Most of the cases are mild, but there has been more evidence that mRNA COVID-19 vaccines could cause heart inflammation. According to WBAL-TV, One doctor said heart inflammation can be caused by certain vaccines. The smallpox vaccine was known to cause it. So now the CDC is going to see if the mRNA COVID-19 shots can as well. And we talked about how that could happen. Excuse me, I apologize. How it could happen is you have an immune system. The vaccine is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, induce your immune system, but it does it too well. So your immune system decides to attack parts of your body. And we think that there could be a relationship. Now, according to Dr. Amesh Adalja of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg Public School of Health, said they haven't definitely made a causal link. What they've seen now is an association that seems to be getting a little bit stronger evidence. So stronger evidence that mRNA COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna could be causing myocarditis or pericarditis. Myocarditis is inflammation of the actual heart muscle. Pericarditis is inflammation of the lining surrounding the heart. And they say probably due to the inflammation that occurs when you get the vaccine, the immune reaction may not only generate antibodies and T cells against COVID-19, but also generate some reaction against parts of the heart muscle. That's a hypothesis and something that needs to be worked out. Now, I understand he's from Johns Hopkins, but I said that exact same thing to you guys this whole time. Nobody quotes Dr. Dahlia. That's... anyway, not insulted, just... That's what we've been saying. You guys even figured it out. I didn't even have to say it. We all knew it. Most cases of myocarditis or pericarditis will be hospitalized because if you have chest pain, we're not going to mess around. And we want to make sure you don't have heart damage. On an EKG, the myocarditis or pericarditis could show some ST elevations. There's some looks that the EKG is interesting. The EKG we've spoken about is where we put these stickers on your chest. It doesn't hurt. No needles. And it reads the electrical conduction, the electrical current of the heart. Now, the electrical current has a pretty consistent wave because after studying all sorts of hearts, and the way they sit and lie and vectors and positioning and thickness of the muscle and things like that and speed, there's a very predictable wave. If there's an issue with a part of the heart, it's going to show a different type of wave or a flattening or an inversion or an elevation. And so it's brilliant how we do electroencephalograms or the electrocardiograms. It's amazing how we've devised, I think they devised it in the 40s or 50s. I have an old one from the 1950s. They devised ways to pick up the electrical current to be able to tell us something's wrong with the heart. It's very sensitive. Not specific, but very, very sensitive. Which means if you have something going on with the heart, that electrical current is going to be altered. And we're going to be able to pick something up. In terms of specificity, just because you have something going on, does it mean you're 100% having a heart attack or not? The specificity is if you don't show an electrical abnormality, does it mean you're completely in the clear? No, not entirely. So specificity is if you have a problem, it's going to pick it up. Sensitivity. It's sensitive. Specificity means if you're negative, you are definitely clear. That's specificity. So a PSA, the prostate-specific antigen. When your PSA is low, I mean barely under 1 and normal, that's pretty darn specific that you probably don't have prostate cancer. That's a specificity. So you see there's a little bit of a difference, okay? Which means if you have a normal EKG and you're having chest pain, I don't care if you have a normal EKG. I need to figure out why you're having chest pain. You could have a blockage but still be conducting the electricity correctly. There could be other reasons for what's going on. That's why an EKG is sensitive, but it's not as specific. Specific to a degree. So I hope that kind of explains it. We had to learn all about that in medical school, and it was confusing. So Dr. Adalja said anyone who is concerned and is over 18 could get the Johnson & Johnson shot instead. But some people are concerned about the Johnson & Johnson shot because they don't want to get blood clots. But most of those people that got blood clots were females. So he said there are some people that are advocating, and I think with good reason, about getting first doses in that group, and then maybe delaying the second dose because there's a hypothesis that maybe that second dose adds inflammation onto the first dose. And if you space them, you'll get the benefit of the vaccine, but the inflammation will have dampened, and you'll be less likely to have those problems. Now, he's right on that. That's actually a very interesting point. So we learned a lot from John Hopkins. And so what he is saying is if most of these heart inflammation cases are happening after the second shot, and they think it's inflammatory, or it's because the body is just so primed from the immune system, then maybe don't give the shots so close together. Let the immune system calm down after the first shot. Then maybe weeks later, give the second shot. They could test and see if the antibodies are still similar. And I know some of you out there are going, Dr. Dahlia, why are we even subjecting people to this? Well, because COVID is scary. There's tons and tons of reports that so many people who have COVID have long-term effects. COVID is damaging. COVID can damage the heart. COVID could cause heart inflammation. I'd rather take my chance with the vaccine than real COVID. I know young people might not feel the same. I'm now 50, so I'm not considered young anymore. I can't handle this. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I'll handle it. So I'm glad the CDC has finally investigated. I know some doctors out there are like, I don't understand why the CDC made a big deal and the media is making a big deal. And Dr. Dahlia, you shouldn't be talking about that because everybody's going to be freaked out about the vaccine. No. That's not how this works. Okay? My listeners, my patients, my peeps deserve the truth. The second we look like in the medical community that we're trying to hide something or poo-poo something or not cover something, now it looks suspicious. Look how suspicious this looks that the U.S. was made aware of possibly engineering being done on the COVID virus. And nobody followed up on that. And again, I'm still really unclear as to what the Trump administration did and didn't do proactively. Is it that America really couldn't go into China? I mean, I'm thinking once Trump found out about this, send people into the lab and, you know, like an FBI raid, but I guess we can't do that. And so I don't really know what per se Trump could have done except, you know, call the World Health Organization out on it, try to make national headlines, which he did. I don't know. If any of you know what else we could have done, I think we could have had a stronger response. I just don't know what actually, realistically, we really could have done because we couldn't have gone to war with China. So I guess Trump's only recourse was calling it the China virus, which got him into trouble as well. I'm of the thinking that, you know, China isn't the only one. We have country. I would not be surprised if Russia. And I have no idea how things went with Putin and Biden. I'm afraid to look. There's some video footage. I am really afraid to look. But I wouldn't be surprised if multiple countries are studying bioweapons, one, to protect themselves from other countries, but also to be prepared themselves to be able to, you know, launch something if we get into a bioweapon fight. One of our biggest threats right now is cybersecurity, so I'm sure we have people on the case figuring out how to do computer bugs. All right, don't go away, but right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden is visiting the site of the Surfside, Florida condominium collapse today. He's met with local officials and first responders, thanking rescue crews for their efforts. He also met with local lawmakers, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, telling them that the federal government would cover the costs of the response efforts. He is set to meet with families of the victims of the collapse and will make remarks later in the afternoon. Search and rescue operations at the site were halted Thursday morning over safety concerns with the remaining standing portion of the building. And a day after approving a measure to create it, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named her members to the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th riots. Among her 8 appointees is Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is one of only 2 Republicans to vote to create the Select Committee. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has 5 members to appoint to fill out the committee. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump headed to the border on Tuesday for a tour with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border. More dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, with COVID and all the lockdowns and all that, I knew I was going to have a milestone birthday, and I was telling myself, good, now I don't have to have a party. I don't have to celebrate it. I don't have to let people know my age. I could just go through my birthday pretending we're still on lockdown, even though people know I'm not on lockdown. I mean, I'm all over the place, and I'm not going to celebrate it. And I thought that birthdays, why do we even have to celebrate birthdays? Why do we make such a big deal about a birthday? And I decided to look it up. Now, I will celebrate my birthday. Actually, today the Golden Knights are playing again. I think we're in game 2 of the series. I saw the Islanders of Tampa Bay game. Oh my gosh, I tell you, I love the fights. I love watching the fights. It's pretty brutal. But we're playing the Montreal Canadiens. And I know we misspell Canadian. But Montreal, they're French, so it's Canadian. So they have an E in there. But maybe they're mad. Maybe they don't want us misspelling their name all the time. I don't know. So tonight, we're going to order Outback Steakhouse, order it in. I'm going to split a prime rib because I think it's too expensive for one meal because things are too expensive. And I'm going to watch a game. That's how I'm celebrating. And I'll probably do a party at the end of the week. But what are birthdays? Where did this, you know, how do people remember? And so birthday celebrations apparently occurred during early civilizations, and it coincided with astrology. In later centuries, religious groups were apparently slow to adopt them because they thought it would look like they were adopting pagan rituals. According to WCCO-TV, pagans thought that evil spirits lurked on days of major changes, like the day you turn a year older. Ancient Greeks believed that each person had a spirit that attended his or her birth and kept watch. That spirit had a mystic relation with the god on whose birthday the individual was born. So, why would you celebrate it then? I guess that's what they were concerned about. I don't know who would be, you know, I mean, I know I share the same birthday with Tupac. And I think Joan Van Ark. Oh, there's a few people I share a birthday with, I forget. But, yeah, I made it to on this day in history, my birthday day. I was born, apparently that's historical, and I was on a famous birthday, so yay. So I'll just have to look it up and see who I share a birthday with. But, okay, why cake? I need to get myself a cake. I'll get myself a cake, right, because I like cake. Why cake? So according to hankeringforhistory.com, cultures have been using celebratory breads and cakes for centuries. But the modern-day birthday cake, they think, originated in Germany during the 1400s. Now, cakes are made with dough and sugar, but what they used to do is put rings, coins, buttons thrown in. And if you received a piece of cake with the ring, marriage would be in your future. Obviously, you want to give it to a five-year-old. If they chose a piece with coins, financial luck would be in their future. A button, not sure. They'd probably choke on it. So now, why do we use and blow out candles? Where did that come from? By the way, I wrote this, and it should be on my Facebook and my Twitter and my website. Apparently, ancient cultures would add candles to foods for various reasons. One was evil spirits. They wanted the smoke to ward off the evil spirits. Then, in the 1700s, Germany would actually adorn birthday cakes with candles for children's cakes, and they called it Kinderfest, like a festival for kids. Each candle, Kinder, like kindergarten, Kinderlach, the children. Each candle represented a year of life, with additional candles being put on for future years. I can't afford a cake big enough to put on 50 candles, with one to grow. Now, speaking of cake, what are the most popular birthday cake flavors? So 97.3 The Dog found the following flavors to be the top 10 flavors of birthday cakes. One is chocolate. Ooh, mine too. Cheesecake flavor. Chocolate chip. Vanilla or yellow cake. I do like vanilla or yellow cake also. Red velvet. Marble. Carrot. Lemon. Coconut. And funfetti. I agree with all of them, but cheesecake? Actually, cheesecake would be the top birthday cake. It wouldn't even be cheesecake flavor. Nah. I get you guys like cheesecake. If I'm going to eat a cake, it's got to be cake. It's got to be fluffy. And I don't want thick, dense, cheesy. Cheesecake is yummy, but not for my cake. Now, why gifts? Look how expensive this is. You got to buy a cake. You got to buy flowers. Now, gifts. So the tradition of giving gifts was another attempt to ward off the evil spirits, as guests coming to the celebration were asked to bring good thoughts and gifts. I like the gift part. That I'll say. Now, where did the song Happy Birthday to You? You know, there's the Happy Birthday to You. I like the da-na-na-na-na, today's a birthday, da-na-na-na-na-na. Anyway, I like that one. But according to Wikipedia, in 1893, a school principal, Patty Hill, and her sister Mildred composed a song entitled Good Morning to All. It was Good Morning to All, ba-da-na-na-na. And then Wikipedia said the Happy Birthday to You first appeared in print as the final four lines of an Edith Goodyear Alger poem, Roy's Birthday, published in her book, A Primer of Work and Play. It was copyrighted by 1901. No reference to the words being sung, but the first book, including Happy Birthday lyrics set to the tune of Good Morning to All, ended up getting published in 1911 in The Elementary Worker and His Work. Now, some people think it came from 1901 in the Inland Educator and Indiana School Journal. So somebody published it somewhere, but this Happy Birthday to You song is still relatively new, considering ancient civilizations have been celebrating birthdays. It's a 20th century concept. Now, what's the most popular birthday gift? Well, in the past, it would be a plate of food. It'd be the cake. You brought the cake. That was the present. It would be a song or an ashtray made in art class. Currently, the most popular gift is a gift card. I do that. I do a gift card, and I know people think it might be kind of cold. You know, they're like, you know, you got to really put something with thought into it, but I disagree because I can't tell you how many gifts I've bought, and even my husband, they don't use them. They don't like them, and they're thinking to themselves, Dahlia spent all this money, and, you know, and they look for a gift receipt. Well, I don't want to give a gift with a gift receipt that gets taken back. So if I give them a gift card, they could spend it on whatever they want, and there's some longevity to it because my name is on the gift card. So let's say they go shopping a month later, like, oh, wow, Dahlia gave me this gift. I don't know if I told you guys, but I had given a wedding gift. It was on a registry. And I wrapped up the gift. The card, maybe they, when they opened the gift, might have put the card in the gift, you know, to take home or something. But one of my other friends ends up buying this gift to give to somebody. That somebody opens it up and sees my wedding card I gave to the couple. So here's four or five people that know each other in a city of 2 million, and the gift was taken back. It was on the registry, and the people took the gift back. I spent all that money on a gift that was taken back, and I thought it's what they wanted because it was on the registry. I'd rather just give them a gift card. When is my birthday? Today. Hey, happy birthday to me. Which month has the most birthdays? So various studies have found that August, September, and October to be the busiest birthday months. Maybe it's because people were snuggling more in the winter season. One Harvard study looking at babies between the years 1973 and 1999 found September 16th to be the most popular birthday. That means people were probably having sex during the Christmas season. Which day is the least popular for birthday? For obvious reasons, leap year. So less people have their birthday on February 29th than any other day of the year. But the month of January appears to also have the least amount of birthdays. So that is your birthday trivia. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So things are getting expensive. And as we've noticed in restaurants, in terms of streaming, in terms of our power, I just have noticed everything go up. Gas. And on the other spectrum of things, when you look at what's going on from an employer standpoint, they're having a heck of a time getting people back to work. And I'm starting to notice, well, I think we've noticed this for a while, them offer huge incentives. $500 sign-on bonuses, $1,000 if you come back to work. And they have to bribe people to come back to work. Because, again, these people are making more money on unemployment. It really put employers in a bad position. and it put employees in a bad position, because by the time that extra unemployment money goes away, then they're going to try to look for a job, and the market's going to be flooded. You know, the markets possibly will be flooded already. So it was something that I think was pretty foreign to us, and it has caused employers now to try to entice people to come back to work. Some of them are going to increase their wages, which might have been due. You know, I really don't like how minimum wage is so low. I think, you know, that we do have to change minimum wage, but we do need to do it methodically, because right now employers are and business owners are at their most vulnerable. So employers are going to do what they have to do to survive. In order for them to do business, they need to attract workers to come back. And if they have to give more money to the workers, they got to get the money from somewhere. It's not like they had a lot of coffers and a lot of money coming in during the pandemic. So your sandwich, your toilet paper, your shampoo, it's all going up. So we're being told that only 21% of workers have returned back to work in New York City. Now, mind you, they just reopened yesterday. So I'm not that shocked, but it's concerning that even though we were able to go back to work and vaccines were already distributed, why are we in this position now? 50% of people went back to work in Dallas, but bosses are having a huge problem with reluctant staff. Now, data is coming from Castle Systems. It shows that in New York City, LA, and San Francisco, they have the lowest returns of staff back to the office. Yet Dallas, Houston, Austin, Philadelphia, and Chicago have more staff going back to the offices. So they think maybe the stricter lockdowns were harsher. Maybe people were so fearful. And, you know, I mean, when you have a governor say, stay home, and you have a governor lock everybody down, they're locked down longer. I mean, with us in Nevada, our lockdown was really about maybe 6 weeks. And then a lot of places could open to half capacity. Half capacity for some, unfortunately, still forced a lot of them to be closed. But we were able to reopen after about 6 weeks. So people were only out of work. Some of them were only out of work for 6 weeks. So they didn't get used to the being at home for 2 years. Unfortunately, in some of these other places, it's really hard to go back to a 9-to-5 or my 6-to-6 job. So they say new data, this is obtained by Daily Mail and was collated by Castle Systems, a building management company based in Virginia, has monitored key swipes on 2,600 buildings for 41,000 businesses since last April. And they revealed that liberal cities like New York City, San Francisco, and L.A. are slower getting people back to the office than Texas, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. Dallas has the highest number of staff back in person, with 49% swiping their cards to gain office entry in the second week of June. Now, some of you guys have regular keys, right? Or there's a security guard that might let you come back in to the office. But many of these places, there's these swipes. And it's able to be tabulated. People know when you're coming in and when you're not coming in. What's the national average? About 31.5%. So what's frightening is here we are, it's June 16th, mid-June. We are supposed to be at our most successful, progressive time with this COVID virus. We might be dealing with variants. We might be dealing with breakthrough cases. But this is where we're supposed to have confidence at our highest. And we only have, on average, 31.5% going back to work. And some of you might think, yeah, well, it's going to be okay. I hear from the employers, hear from the business owners, they're scared to death. And whoever they do have, they're paying double time and overtime. So you're going to pay more. It is affecting you. It's affecting all of us. And I don't want anybody feeling forced to go back to work. If they don't want to go to work, they're not going to make a good employee. If somebody doesn't want to be there, if somebody's, you know, not invested into it, they're not, it's not going to be a good fit. with our, you know, we have a couple of salons. We weren't going to force it. We were like, guys, whoever doesn't want to come back, fine. Don't come back. That's fine. Just, you got to let us know. But in our state, if you refuse work, it does affect your unemployment. So everybody ends up coming back. And I think they made more than even the unemployment benefits because they were making tips. And people coming into the salon were tipping really, really well. That we had 100% people come back and stay on. We had really good longevity. But again, they were making more money. And so we, you know, when you only have a third, less than a third of employees going back, how do you operate? Now, some of these people might not be swiping because they're working from home. And I know, I could tell when somebody's working from home because they call me back at their leisure. You can hear the kids in the background. You can hear, and that's great. And they're doing their job. People are still doing their job. Yeah, but I mean, are they doing it to the same degree and vigor that you do when you're at work? You know, healthcare, it really is at risk because you can't just kind of, you know, sit in a cubicle and when the boss isn't looking or the boss takes off, you know, play solitaire or whatever. I mean, in healthcare, if you know, if there's patients, you are constantly on the run. You're constantly working. And, you know, you get a little jealous of people that get to sit at home and sit behind a desk. So this quote-unquote fight to get people back to work is going to affect us in probably more ways than we know it. You know, we went to a restaurant with some friends a while back, and I saw, you know, my husband and our friend was getting a little frustrated because they had asked for an extra, or they asked for a refill on their water or something like that, and it was, you know, the service was a lot slower. And I told them, I go, guys, look, do you see? They don't have enough. It looked like there was enough staff, but having worked in a restaurant, I could tell they were down 2-3 people. And 2-3 people in a busy restaurant is enough to really be devastating. And we tipped very well. We tipped really well, and we thanked him for all the great work. And but you could just tell they were under. So, you know, for people thinking they're going to get fast service, they're going to be able to get. No, it's not going to happen. I don't know if you've been to a grocery store lately or Sam's Club or whatever, but the lines are long. And you're like, where's another cashier? Well, if that cashier didn't want to come into work, it's not going to happen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Things are so expensive in America that people are going out of the country. And one thing we've seen for years is people going to Mexico for plastic surgery or going to Mexico for weight loss surgery. And unfortunately, we've had another death after somebody that sought weight loss surgery in Mexico. She actually died in a hospital in Arizona, her home state, because there were complications from the procedure. Dulce Herrera allegedly traveled to Tijuana after being connected with the facility through a Facebook group. Her family said she developed an infection in her intestines from the surgery, was hospitalized in Scottsdale when she returned home. The family said they're unsure if the doctor who performed the surgery was certified to do it and said low cost might have played a role in her getting it done. So be very, very careful trying to find cheaper things because the value and the safety may not be there. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.